今天我们在神的里面，我们要一起来用神的话来过这个感恩节的主日。
In God, we're going to be passing this Thanksgiving Sunday together.
今天我们看的圣经是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章的十八节。
The scripture we're reading today is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
大家一起来念这段经文哈，来读这段啊。You can in English, we can read in this scripture.OK, 我们一起来念好这段经文，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，请凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们能够成为一个懂得神恩典的人。
Jesus Christ, we thank you for making us into people who can understand your grace.
是因为你自己亲自做成了这恩。
And it's because of you to fulfill your promise on the cross.
在主日我们设立祭坛在这里敬拜。
So that Sunday we can set up the altar and praise you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, God.
因为你使我们能够成为认识神的人。
Because you make us to be people who can get to know you.
是因为你使我们毫无阻隔能够来到神的座前。
Because we can come to you to your throne.
领受神的恩典。
To receive your grace.
我们为此献上感谢。
And because of this, we give you thanks.
今天早上我们感谢你，因为你要叫你的话语在我们生命里面再一次的滋润我们的心田。
And this morning, we ask your word to moisten our hearts.
求主你再次的赐给我们真理的圣灵。
And you give us your Holy Spirit.
让我们能够明白你自己这个早上对我们的启明。
So that we can understand your revelation to us this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
祷告奉主的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是感恩节的主日。
This is a Thanksgiving Sunday.
我们感谢神一年保守我们都平安。
We thank you, God, for giving us peace throughout the year.
在今天的圣经里面
，In the Bible we're reading today,
他教导我们要凡事谢恩。
We're taught to give thanks to Him.
在这个谢恩这个字呢，在希腊文呢
，Giving thanks, this phrase in the original Greek word.
这个字。就是 eukaryteo 这个字呢，它可以翻译成好几个英文哈。那我们往下看。
This word can be translated into several meanings in English.
也可以说是我要感谢。
It can mean to be grateful.
这个字也可以翻成在这里你好，再往下看，感觉很感激。
It can mean to feel thankful or to give thanks.
或者是中文翻成的谢恩。
Or giving thanks.
那我们看在圣经里面这个字呢，其实呢，在新约总共出现了38次。
In the Bible, in the New Testament, the word appeared 38 times, many times, many times.
新约的圣经一直讲这个字。
The New Testament repeats this word over and over.
我们常常说啊，知恩图报。
We know, we keep saying to each other that, if you receive kindness from one person, you should pay back.
也就是说，如果有人对我有恩典呢，我要懂得去回报。
If you receive kindness from someone, you need to know how to pay back.
这是一种老生常谈的一种的道理。
This is a common principle.
可是今天我们所看的这个经文不是讲这种老生常谈的道理。
But the verse we're reading today, it not only means that.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们从三个面向来看。
We can look at it through three angles.
首先第一个面向我们往外面来看。
The first angle tells us to look outward.
因为在这个经文一开始他讲凡事
Because the verse says In all circumstances
凡事不是常常
All circumstances doesn't mean always
不然凡事是什么呢
What does that mean?
我们从这个希腊文里面这个凡事这个凡这个字
The word circumstance in Greek
它是一个 and 这个是一个在里面或者在它的内边这个的意思
It means inside or in covered
它是一个固定的位置
It's a fixed position
所以呢它不只是一个在里面而是指着无论是地方地点或者是时间或者是状态都可以说在这里面
It means a fixed position that you're inside something a time or a location
而凡事的事 pass 这个字不只是凡的意思它是每一个的意思
And the Greek word pass it means all, every single one.
所以如果这样子看，我们就知道了这个凡事的意思是什么。
So now we understand the meaning of all circumstances.
就在每一个地方、每一个时间、每一个状况都 谢恩。
That in every time, every moment, or in every state, you need to give thanks.
不论是顺利或是挫折。
Whether you are in frustration or whether everything is going smoothly in your life, whether everything is going well or not going as you planned,
不论是蒙福或遭难,
whether you're in blessings or you're going through suffering,
平安或危险,
whether you are safe or in danger,
健康或者是疾病,
whether you're healthy or feeling sick,
都包括在这个凡事里面,
it's all included in these all circumstances.
都要凡事谢恩。
That you need to give thanks to God in all circumstances.
这么讲就有一点不明白了。
Sometimes we don't understand what that means.
因为世人面对喜怒哀乐的事情，我们都有一种所谓的机运的那种感觉。
Because when we face different things in our lives, we feel that it's by chance.
所以我们都会满足在那种所谓的随心所欲的事情上。
So we think that we just want to do things my way.
如果是不顺利的事情呢，不合意的事情，我们当然就会不喜欢咯。
If things don't go our way, then we don't like that.
那怎么还能够感恩呢？
Then how can we give thanks?
其实啊，对大部分人来讲，这是不容易做到的。
Actually, it's something very hard to do.
有一个爱主的弟兄，他常常感谢主。
There's a brother in Christ who thank God all the time.
感谢主。
He says, thank God.
所以开口闭口就感谢主。
Every time he opens his mouth, he says thank God.
所以呢，大家就给他起了一个绰号。
So everyone gave him a nickname.
叫感谢主。
Thank God.
说大家不叫他的名字。
No one calls him by his real name.
叫感谢主就知道是他。
And when they say thank God, we know that it's referring to him.
他是一个商人。
He's a businessman.
有一年快过年的，到了年底他就因为是要收账，就到处去。让那些欠账的人去收账。
And one year toward the end of the year, he goes out collecting debt.
可是在回家的途中遇到强盗，把那的所有收的账款全部抢走了。
But on his way back, he was robbed.
可是呢，他回家的时候还是不改他的那个喜欢讲感谢主。
But he still came back saying thank God.
满口一直讲感谢主。
Keep saying thanking God.
人听了就很奇怪。
Then people ask him why.
而你既然被抢走，还感谢主。
Why would you thank God after you're robbed?
有什么可以感谢的吗？
There's there anything you can thank God for?
他说有有有。
He said yes.
啊，有四个理由可以感谢主。
There's four reasons I can still thank God.
第一个理由就是别人都被抢好几次，我只被抢一次。
The first reason is I was only robbed one time when people may have been robbed many times.
第二个理由是我被抢的不多。
The second reason is I didn't get robbed much.
因为我去收账，很多人说现在刚好不方便，过两天会送过来。
Because I didn't collect all the money that I was supposed to.
所以还很多没有被抢去。
So there's a lot of money that wasn't robbed.
第三个理由是
The third reason
钱虽然被抢
，Even though the money was robbed，
但是我人平安没有被杀。
But I was unharmed. I wasn't killed.
第四个理由是。
The fourth reason was
人抢我，不是我抢他。
People robbed me, I didn't rob others.
所以这个四个理由让我感谢主。
And because of these four reasons, I can still thank the Lord.
也许有人会说，哎呀，这是阿 Q 精神呢，哈，自我告慰一下，安慰一下。
Many people say that it's a spirit of 阿 Q.
但是我要告诉你，这不是阿 Q 精神。
But let me tell you, it's not the spirit of 阿 Q.
因为圣经跟我们讲说，你要凡事谢恩啊。
Because the Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances.
神不是阿 Q 啊。
God is not our king.
他也不是要我们做阿 Q 啊。
And he's not asking us to be our king.
他必有他的真正的心意。
He has his own intention.
为什么叫我们好坏的事都要感恩？
Why do you say to give thanks to him no matter what happens to us?
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们看到，如果你不会感恩的话，
because if we don't know how to give thanks,
或者是你遇到坏的事都埋怨的话，
or if you complain every time we encounter something bad,
你就会开始呢被撒旦利用，
then you'll be used by the devil.
你会发现你越来越多的问题。
You'll see that you have more and more problems.
越埋怨越多，越多的问题。
More and more problems you will encounter.
越往牛角尖去转。
And you will be trapped by negativity.
你整个人、整个精神、整个环境、周遭人都被你影响，全部进入负面的生活里面。
And everything around you will be negatively affected.
就像摩西带以色列百姓他们出埃及之后所遇到的。
Just like what happened to Moses and the Israelites when they
这些以色列人神把他们救出来，结果他们到了旷野不顺利，就开始埋怨。
God brought them out of Egypt and they were complaining in the desert.
而不是为神曾经把他们拯救出来感恩。
And they didn't give thanks to God for bringing
them out of Egypt. 所以在旷野他们埋怨了40年。
And they complained for 40 years in the desert.
本来是这个一个礼拜可以进入的迦南地，结果他们走了40年走不进去。
It should have taken them 1 week to enter Canaan, but it took them 40 years, brothers and sisters.
其实这些事情不只是以色列历史。
It's not only in the history of the Israelites.
我们人所面对的性格，如果你是一个不断埋怨的人，你的生命就是一生在旷野里面。
If you are a person who complains all the time, then your whole life will be in the desert.
民数记十一章的第一节就讲到他们的情况。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, we can see this.
这里讲到说众百姓发怨言，他们的恶语达到了耶和华的耳中。
It says that when the people complained about their hardships and God heard them.
所以耶和华听见了就怒气发作。
And when he heard them, his anger was aroused.
所以石火在他们中间焚烧，直烧到营的边界。
So he made fire to burn among them and consume them until the outskirts of the camp.
最近北加州是不是烧得很厉害？
Did you know that in Northern California there was a big fire?
那一种的烧是很恐怖的。
It's scary.
马丁路德曾经讲。
Martin Luther said this before.
他说感恩是基督徒的基本态度。
He said that gratitude is the basic Christian attitude.
很有名的格里汉牧师他也讲感恩是基督徒最伟大的素质之一。
And Pastor Billy Graham said that gratitude is one of the greatest Christian graces.
反之呢，忘恩呢就是最邪恶的罪之一。
But ingratitude is one of the most vicious sins.
所以弟兄姐妹，每一次如果看见不顺意、埋怨的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we complain, when we don't think things are going our way,
我们要提醒自己
，We need to remind ourselves,
这个声音会达到神的耳中
，That this sound will reach God's ears,
会惹神的怒气
，That it may anger Him,
我们自己会遭殃
，And that the consequence we need to bear ourselves.
所以我们要凡事停止埋怨。
So we have to stop complaining.
而是要凡事谢恩。
But give thanks to God in all circumstances.
第二个，我们往上看。
And second, we need to look up. We need to look up.
在这一节里面，他说，因为这是神向你们所定的旨意。
Because here it says that it's God's will for you.
请注意，凡事谢恩是与上帝有关的。
Now, it means that this has to do with God.
我们的感恩是有对象的。
That there's a recipient to our thankfulness.
它不是一种主观的心理的感觉。
It's not a subjective emotion.
不是你觉得心情很好，遇到这个好事，所以你感恩。
It's not because, things are going my way, then I should give thanks.
或者我们这样子说。
Or let's say this, put this another
way. 你遇到任何的事，无论是好事或觉得不好的事。
No matter what things you go through, whether it's good or bad.
你都要从上帝那里来看。
You need to look at it from God's perspective.
还没有信主的人，他觉得基督徒这个凡事先就是很阿 Q。
Now, if you don't believe in God, you may think that everything is very 阿 Q。
但是神却说你，那无论什么遭遇，你都要谢恩。
But God says, no matter what kind of things you're going through, you need to give thanks。
为什么
？Why？
因为我们知道一切的事情都有神主权的允许，才会临到我们身上。
Because we know that everything needs to be allowed by God to happen to us。
这就是你要做一个整个观念的调整。
So we need to change our mindset。
你要掌握一套所谓的整全的属灵观念。
So we need to change our perspective too。
就是万事都在神的掌权之下。
That everything in our life is controlled by the Lord。
然后你才能够有一种信心。
So that then you would have faith。
来做出你所谓的意志的抉择。
To make a good decision。
不是因为事情你明白了，然后你才感恩。
Not because you understood something, then you give thanks.
不是因为环境合我的意义，所以我感恩。
Not because everything is going my way, then I give thanks.
也不是你得着了要得着的，所以你感恩。
Not because you have got what you wanted, then you give thanks.
而是你心里面持定一种观念，就是无论发生什么事。
Is that you firmly believe that no matter what happens to you,
你都要向神感恩。
You want to give thanks to God.
因为
because.
万事神都掌权。
God is in control of all your life in everything.
我们也可以说凡事间是一种心态。
And it's an attitude of the heart, condition of the heart.
是一种信心的一种宣告和抉择。
It's a declaration of your faith and decision.
因为你知道一切都是出于神。
Because you know everything comes from Him.
所以你可以从埋怨变成唱歌。
So you can turn your complaints into singing to the Lord.
所以感恩的心就是一种信心的学习过程。
So having a thankful heart is learning to be able to give thanks.
我们看见哈，我们当然你感恩的时候，你看到有人如果说受灾难的时候，你不是说哦，我感谢主，你受灾难。
So, but when we see people going through sufferings, we don't say thank God for giving him suffering.
你如果说这样，人家会很恨你的。
If you say that to that person, he will be annoyed. He will hate you.
感谢主哦，你的财产都没有了。
Thank God that you lost all your wealth.
你不能说感谢主啊，主让你生病。
You can say, oh, thank God for giving you sickness.
你也不可以说哦，感谢主，你亲人走了。
You can say that thank God for taking away your loved one.
但是我们却可以基于一种信靠神的这样子的观念。
But because we believe in God,
将他交在神的手中,
we can entrust him in God's hand.
我们可以把他带到神的话语里面来。
We can take him to the word of God.
因为像耶利米书29章11节那里讲的。
Because just in Jeremiah,
他说呢, 神算我们所怀的意念其实是平安的意念。
It says that God wants to prosper us, not to harm us.
而不是降灾祸的意念。
It's not to harm us.
而且啊, 在幕后我们可以得着盼望。
And that we can see a hope and a future.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们知道的有限。
We are very limited in what we know.
我们的能力也很有限。
We're very limited in our abilities.
但是你知道神是无限的。
But you must know that God is beyond limits.
所以我们从上面看的时候,
So if we look at the world from his angle,
你就不会看有限。
Then you won't be looking things with a limit, be limited in your vision.
你可以看无限。
You will see limitless too.
所以凡事先是一种信心的宣告。
So it's giving thanks is a declaration of your faith.
不受外在的这个环境主观的影响。
That you're not affected by your outside conditions.
各位熟悉的约伯记的约伯就是这样的人。
That's what happened to Job.
我们从这个约伯记一章二十节二十一节这里就看见他。
In the book of Job, we see what happened to him.
他在遭到连续一段不喜欢的这个灾祸之后，
he went through a series of disasters in his life.
他怎么讲呢？
What did he say after that?
他向上帝跪下来拜。
He bowed down to God.
然后他说，我赤身出于母胎，也要赤身归回。
He said that I came to this world naked, and naked I will depart.
用现在的话叫做我生不带来，死不带去啊。
That I came with nothing, and after I die, I will leave with nothing.
所以他说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
That's why he said the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
简单说，我现在有的都已经是神给我，如果我没有也是理所当然的。
He said whatever I have is from God, so if he didn't give me, that's fine.
关键是什么？
But what's the key here?
他往上看。
He looked upward.
其实他说耶和华的名是应当称颂，因为耶和华掌权。
Because he said, may the name of the Lord be praised.
当然我们知道约伯记到最后结束前他是被双倍的祝福。
But we see at the end in the book of Job, he
was埋怨约伯记埋怨了四十几章，然后到最后他一定是很惨。
But if he complained throughout the book of Job, he would not receive the blessing.
赏赐收取都在于神。
Because God gives and God takes away.
因为神掌权。
Because in him is the control.
神是末后要给我们有指望的。
But he wants us to have hope and trust in him.
各位熟悉的一段罗马书第八章这些经文你们都记得哈。
Have you, if you read a book of Romans,
罗马书
chapter 8, 20,
章
20, verse 28,
我们一起念好不好？
Can we read that together?
来，请。
Let's read it.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Love him, and
就是按他旨意被
招
的人。
To his purpose.
这里保罗呢，他把神搬出来。
Here Paul mentions God.
在搬出来的时候，他讲的是万事。
And he says in all things.
就是呢，好事坏事滚在一起。
No matter it's good or bad.
人生呢，就是好事坏事，好事坏事，这样滚来滚去，所以我们常常经过高山，也常常经过低谷。
In our life, good things and bad things are bundled together. That's why it goes through
valleys and hills. 但是他说，因为有神
，but because of God,
这些好事坏事变成互相效力。
All those things that are good and bad, they will work together for the good of God.
原来坏事也会变成对我们有益处。
Maybe bad things that happen in your life could be beneficial to you.
因为神会使它成我们的益处。
Because God will make it good in your life.
所以感谢主，让我们深深的能够从神的角度带着信心来看每一件事。
So from God's perspective, we can be faithful in looking at everything in our lives.
所以我们晓得万事都互相效力。
And we see that everything works together for His good.
要叫我们这一个晓得有神也尊重神的人得到益处。
So that for the people who love God and respect Him will receive His love, His goodness.
感恩节的由来大家都熟嘛哈。
You know the beginning, the origin of Thanksgiving, right?
那是离现在将近400年前的事 ,1620 年的事。
It was an event that happened in 1650, 400 years ago.
当时是一批是从欧洲过来的叫做清教徒的人。
A group of Puritans came from Europe.
啊，他们为了追求信仰的自由。
Because they were seeking religious freedom.
因为皇帝逼迫他们要抓他们要杀他们。
The emperor wanted to kill them.
这批坚持纯正信仰的人，他们就坐了一艘叫做 Mayflower 的船呢，就从欧洲就逃来到美国。
They came to America through Mayflower the boat.
他们横渡这个很辛苦的横渡大西洋，因为十一月的这个风浪很大了哈。
They went through storms in November.
所以十一月二十一号就我们在的礼拜三，他们就抵达了美国。
And arrived to America on November 21st.
清教徒他们当时一艘船里面有103个人。
There were 103 Puritans on the boat.
然后当到达的这个我们现在知道的东部的地方，东北部这个地方的时候，天气很寒冷，现在都已经下雪了哈。
And when they arrived to the east coast of America, which is very cold,
他们饥寒交迫。
They were hungry. They were cold.
水土不服。
And they couldn't they didn't know how to handle the new terrain.
很多人生病。
Many people were sick.
最后只剩下50个人。
Only 50 people were left alive.
有一半折损。
About a half of them died.
虽然有死亡的阴影压迫他们。
Even though they were in the shadow of death.
可是他们不灰心。
They did not give up.
他们不丧志。
They did not, they were not discouraged.
他们凭着对上帝坚定的信仰。
And because of their firm belief in God.
他们坚持努力奋斗。
They are persisted.
再加上当地的印第安的这个原住民来乐意帮助他们。
And then they received help from the natives.
不但送给他们粮食吃。
Not only gave them food.
也给他们一些玉米的种子。
But also gave them corn seeds.
当严冬过了之后，春天到了。
So after the winter, when spring came.
他们把玉米种子种在土里面。
They planted the seeds.
到了年底的时候
，and at the end of the year，
秋天到他们大丰收
，they had a big harvest in fall。
所以他们就向上帝献上感恩。
That's why they were giving thanks to the Lord。
并且邀原住民来一起享用
，and asked the natives to come share the food。
所以十一月的第四个礼拜是从此以后就定为所谓的感恩节。
And after that, the fourth week of November became Thanksgiving。
弟兄姐妹们，死一半了。
But half of them died, brothers and sisters.
如果你会怎么样？
If you were part of them, how would you feel?
你还有办法感恩节吗？
Would you still give thanks?
感恩50个人死掉吗？
50 people you know died, which can you still give thanks to God?
感恩饥寒交迫吗？
To thank God for giving you, to make you feel cold, make you feel hungry?
感恩上帝让这个皇帝要杀他们吗？
To thank God for making the king want to persecute them?
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters.
这就是基督徒的见证。
But that is a testimony of Christians.
今天你也是像那一些新教徒，他们你也移民来到这块新土地。
Today you came to this new world from your original countries.
好不好过？
Was it easy?
请问移民生活好不好过？
Is it easy to be an immigrant?
我们都曾经有流泪过。
We cried on our way.
我们都曾经。准备打包回家。
Maybe sometimes we felt like packing and go back.
我们都觉得在这里真的是受尽了许多我们觉得耻辱的事情。
And sometimes we feel like we went through a lot of shame.
可是我们看见。
But we see.
神一直掌权带领我们过来。
God was in control of our lives and took our hands and led us here.
那位看不见的神，他没有把我们放弃。
That God that we cannot see, He did not give up on us.
我们现在当中还有一些仍然在这个移民的难处的路上的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe some of you still are in hardship.
把你眼光往上看。
So I ask you to look up.
神不会忘记你。
God will not forget you.
美国现在成为这么强的国家。
America was a great country.
因为一开始的这一批清教徒，他们没有放弃神对待他们的一切。
Because the Puritans that came did not give up. The founders of nation, they didn't give up.
所以我们看见人活不是靠自己聪明。
So we can see that we are alive and we're living, but not we're not entrusting our intelligence.
能力。
Or we cannot only depend on our own strength.
而是因为知道有上帝的恩典。
But we must know that God's
grace. 人很有限。
We have limits.
其次，我们也要感谢那些上帝差来帮助我们的人。
And we need to give thanks to the people that God sent to us.
因为神借着这一些旁边我们所有的爱心的人。
And because through those people who have loved,
鼓励我们，扶持我们。
Who encourage us, who supported us,
帮助我们。
Who helped us.
使我们有信心，勇气继续前进。
So that we can have this faith and assurance to move forward.
就是现在坐在你旁边的那个人。
And that's the people who are sitting next to you, maybe.
跟他说谢谢你。
You can say thank you to them.
跟他说谢谢你。
Please say thank you to them.
有时候我们没有很敏锐去察觉，其实我们彼此都有恩典。
Sometimes we're not sensitive enough to see that we are all recipients of grace.
甚至有一些人你觉得他怎么会这样，那也是恩典。
Sometimes we ask why he is acting that way.But that is a blessing.
因为神会借着那个你觉得你怎么会这样那个事情化成为祝福。
Because God may turn that incident into something, a blessing to in your life.
最后我们要看往里面看。
And lastly, we need to look inward.
为什么是往里面看呢？
Why look inward?
因为在这一段短短的经文里面中间有一个很重要的 key word.
Because in this verse, there's a key word.
就在基督耶稣里。
And that is in Christ Jesus.
这是保罗他的书信他的思想里面常常不断的加进来，在他的书信里面他老是写在基督里怎么样怎么样，在基督里如何如何。
In the letters from the Apostle Paul, that's what he likes to add.
为什么他这么说呢？
Why does he keep repeating that?
因为知道唯有在基督里才能带出我们能够感恩的动力。
Because he knew that it's in Christ Jesus that we will be motivated.
是因为在基督里，神才使那个他所定的旨意会成就。
And it's through Christ Jesus that His will is manifested.
在基督里有两方面的意思。
There's two meanings here.
一个是信靠主。
One is that you need to trust in God.
一个是顺服主。
And one is that you need to obey God.
所以我们在基督里不单是因为我们信靠了信的耶稣。
In Christ Jesus, it's because we trust, not only because we trust God.
在基督里还包括我们顺服他。
It also means that we need to obey Him.
为什么在基督里才能凡事谢恩呢？
And why can we give thanks only in Christ Jesus?
因为当我们遇到难过的事情的时候。
But when we face difficulties or sufferings.
主啊，我一定要凡事谢恩。
You would need to know that you need to give thanks to God.
你觉得这样做难不难？
It's hard, right?
难不难？
Isn't it hard to do that? When you're going through hardships.
那牧师都讲那个打高空的。
The pastor always says something that's hard to do.
讲那个人家做不到的。
Something that's almost impossible for everyone to do.
但是你知道在基督里是重要在哪里？
But what is the most important thing here?
你知道我们每一个人都有老我，对不对？
All of us have old.
我们都有老的自己，对不对？
We have old nature, human nature.
遇到很多人难处，当然很自然，我的老我就出来。
When we encounter problems, that's when our old nature or self comes
out. 或者是我们那个有限的精力就会跑出来。
Or that our limited strength comes out.
哪有可能？
And we think that is it possible?
我今年的运怎么这么差？
Why is my year going so bad?
就是别人不会变，这都是我。
And what's happening, not happening to other people, it's happening to me.
为什么那么糟糕？就这个人在我旁边。
Why is this person standing that I don't like standing?
我们的老我是这样。
This is how our old self thinks.
所以在圣经里面，上帝就说你要在基督里。
But in the Bible, it says in Christ Jesus.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
不是靠你自己。
That you're not depending on yourself.
而是你知道在你里面。耶稣基督在你信了耶稣的时候，耶稣已经住进来了。
But you know, it reminds you that after you believe in God, Christ Jesus lives in you.
所以你可以向他祷告。
So you can pray to Jesus.
我气得要是就咬牙切齿。
So when I'm angry at another person,
人一直很荡，
that I feel so down.
怎么办？如果按照你自己撑不住啊。
And if I'm up to myself, I couldn't handle this emotion. And my bitterness will overflow.
哎，但是耶稣在这里。
But don't forget, Jesus is in you.
你就回到耶稣基督里。
And you are in Christ Jesus.
说主啊。
And you ask him.
帮助我。
Say, Lord, help me.
你就是神。
That you are, I know you're God.
这么近。
And you're so close to me.
我可以祷告你。
I can pray to you.
然后他就差点圣灵进到我里面来。
And his Holy Spirit will enter you.
让我们再把它提升上来。
Will raise us up.
所以各位在这里看到
So here we see
我们祷告的时候我们说最后说什么
What do we say after we pray?
你祷告最后说什么
How do you end your prayer?
奉陈牧师的名祷告 Amen
You say in the name of Pastor Chen we pray?
是不是
Do you say that?
我那个牧师很厉害
said,、oh,
他是我们的师父
that,
感恩师父赞叹师父、啊、我们奉您的名祷告就可以
好 That pastor is our mentor and then through his name we pray
当然不是
No
陈牧师算老几啊
Pastor Chen means nothing
是奉耶稣基督的名
But we pray in the name of Jesus Christ
为什么奉耶稣基督的名
Why we pray in the name of Christ
就是我的整个祷告带进基督耶稣基督里
So that we can give our prayer to him
因为借着他，我们就能够通到父那里。
And through him as a mediator, to we can reach the, God.
所以神教我们方法。
God has taught us a way.
好事坏事都能祷告。
No matter
都能感谢。
What happens in your life, good or bad, you can still give thanks. You can pray to him.
因为在基督里。
Because in Christ Jesus.
就像今天这几位受洗，他在基督里。
Just like the people who were baptized today, they are now in Christ Jesus. They trust Jesus.
他信靠了耶稣，所以他也可以顺服耶稣。
Now they can obey Jesus too.
因为神掌权。
Because they know that God is in control.
所以弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and
sisters, 在基督里很宝贝。
It's very precious.
你看保罗在以弗所书第一章前面他讲了一堆。
In the book of Ephesians, we see what Paul says.
从第三到第七节。
In verse, from verse 3 to 7, he says here.
第三节那里说在基督里。
That in Christ Jesus,
上帝赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
God had given us every spiritual blessing.
第四节
verse 4,
在基督里
in Christ Jesus,
上帝拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
第五节
verse 5,
借着耶稣基督
through Jesus Christ,
我们能够得儿子的名分。
We can be his son.
所以天上的神变成不是神。
So the Lord in heaven is no longer only God.
变成天父。
He's our heavenly father.
因为耶稣基督我们叫做我是儿子哦原来是天父的儿子
And now we are the son and daughters of Heavenly Father
第六节
Verse 6
说这恩典是在爱之里
that,
就是在基督里
That the grace is in the one
赐给我们
That God loves who he gave to us
第七节
Verse 7
借着这爱子
And through the Son of God
他的血我们可以得救赎
Through Jesus' bloodOur sins were forgiven.
最后说是照他丰富的恩典。
And in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
所以在基督耶稣里。
So in Jesus Christ.
是没有不行。
There's nothing, that's nothing is impossible.
你们说陈牧师那个上帝是爱的神我不信他但是他既然是爱呢我就我不信耶稣了但是我需要的时候把他叫出来帮忙一下可以吗
Can you say that, I know God is love, but You know, can I just ask him to help me but not believe in him?
如果你明知故犯
But if you know, that you're just using God,
那上帝
then God
也不认你
will know that.
因为他已经告诉你答案在基督耶稣里
Because he already told you what you need to act in front of him. You need to be in Jesus Christ.
早上他们这一批要受洗的人我告诉他们等一下要在众人面前考试他们吓坏了。
The people were baptized today when I told them they need to answer questions.
我由他们引我然后我告诉不过我告诉你答案你所有的答案听懂不懂你就说愿意是。
But I told them the tip that just say yes.
神就是这样他告诉你你能够凡事谢恩就告诉你答案在基督耶稣里。
And God have given us an answer to
就对了
How do you give thanks?
你就来到耶稣基督里祷告
in Jesus Christ, But in Jesus Christ you can pray
你就能够看见一些危险其实是神要祝福的
Then you'll see dangers coming But then you know that it's actually blessings in disguise
其实世界各国都一样
It's the same everywhere in this world
但是为什么美国这么强
But why is America still great?
因为他们在基督耶稣里
Because we're still in Christ
所以他们刻意设一个 感恩节这样的节，全世界没有人国家会有这个节，只有美国是一个感恩节。
And that's why there is a day that we celebrate.
不是为了11月21这一天来感恩，不是。
It's not only to celebrate November 21st.
而是要让人知道这个整个国家是一个懂得感恩的国家。
But to make this nation a nation that knows how to give thanks.
不只是得好处感恩。
Not only because we receive benefits.
国家在进入挑战困难的时候，他们能够仍然能够感恩。
That the, when a nation when it's still going hardships, it can still give thanks because we know
神掌权。
That God is in control.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
有一个很受人很感动的一个故事。
I have a story to tell you.
就是有一个小黑人。
There was a black boy.
他是1963年出生的。
He was born in 1963.
他生在美国的这个纽约的布鲁克林的贫民区。
He was born in the ghettos in the Bronx.
他有四个兄弟姐妹。
And he had four brothers and sisters.
那父亲只是做一个微薄工资，根本没有办法维持家的工作。
The father only had meager wages and was unable to sustain the family.
所以他呢，从小就在贫穷，还有在那个歧视里面来生活。
And he was living in poverty when he was a kid.
对未来他看不见什么。
And he didn't see any hope for his own future.
13岁那一年,
But when he was 13,
他父亲给他一件旧衣服,
his brother gave him, I don't know, his father gave him old clothes.
孩子, 你看这件衣服值多少钱?
And asked him, what do you think this old clothes would be worth?
嗯, 大概美金一块吧, 他就回答爸爸。
And he said that, well, probably a dollar, maybe?
他爸爸跟他说,
And the father told him,
能卖两块钱吗?
Can you sell it for $2?
如果你能够卖两块钱，你可以替爸爸妈妈担待一点家计。
If you can sell it for $2, it will help the family.
他就点点头。
And then he nodded his head.
我可以试试看。
I'll try.
所以他就没有熨斗，所以他就把那个衣服拿过来。
So then he took the clothes.
把它洗干净。
He washed the clothes.
他用一根木板拿弄平。
And he just used a piece of wood and make it flat.
然后晒干，衣服就比较平。
Oh, and then he put it under the sun so that it's without wrinkles.
第二天，他就拿着那个衣服去地铁旁边去，很多人来来往去那边卖。
And then he went to the subway station and
经过六小时的叫卖。
And after 6 hours of trying to sell this coat,
终于卖出那件衣服两块钱。
Finally, he sold it for $2.
他紧握着那两块美金。
And he held the $2 in his hand.
一路跑回家。
He ran home.
以后他就很热衷。
And after that, he's very passionate.
常常在垃圾堆里面翻。
Looking for things in the garbage.
看看你有没有旧衣服。
To see if he can find clothes people
don't want. 如果炮制一下。
And he will try to sell it.
拿到热闹的市集去叫卖。
And sell it in the streets.
过了十多天。
After 10 days.
他的父亲又拿了一件旧衣服给他。
His father gave him another old clothes.
孩子，你想想这件衣服能不能卖到20块美金。
Do you think you can sell this one for $20?
他看了看。
He looked at it.
怎么可能？顶多卖两块吧。
Maybe only $2. It's only worth $2.
他父亲用低义的话给他说。
But the father told him.
试试看。
Just try.
也许有办法。
Maybe you can do it.
于是他就拿起他的衣服。
So he took the clothes.
他想办法。
He was scratching his head.
能够卖二十块。
That how do I sell it for $20?
他灵机一动。
Then something sparked.
他有一个表哥。
He has a cousin
蛮会画漫画
who is very good at drawing caricatures.
所以他就把那个衣服啊拿去给他表哥
and then he gave the clothes
然后在上面画
the cousin and asked him to draw some caricatures on it.
画了一只唐老鸭
and he drew Donald Duck.
画了一只米老鼠
and he drew a Mickey Mouse.
然后他就选择那个贵族子弟上的学校的门口
and then he went to the doors of the private school.
在那里叫卖。
And trying to sell it. Over there.
有一个开车的司机。
And there was a driver.
他来这里要带他的少爷。
Who came to pick up the rich man's son.
看到这个十多岁的小孩在那里卖衣服。
And saw this a teenager selling this clothes.
他就，哎，这个有漫画，他想买给他的这个小主人。
He thinks the clothes looks really good with the caricatures, and he wanted to buy it for his boss. And he asked how much.
他说有两个图画，一个十块、十块、二十块。
It says the Donald Duck is $10, Mickey Mouse is $10, so now it's $20.
那个司机就给他搓搓头。
So the driver tossed his head.
20块钱，那5块钱给你小费。
Now here's $20. Now I have another $5 bill for you as a tip.
他心脏快跳出来,
his heart almost jumped out of his chest.
25块钱,
he took the $25.
哇,这一笔巨款啊,
it's for him, it's a lot of money.
哇,他当天就把这个 20块, 25块是他父亲当时一天的工,
because $20 was his father's one day's wage.
就拿给他的爸爸,
he gave it to his father.
父亲就另外拿了1915给他,
and then the father kept giving him more old clothes.
你能不能这一件卖200块?
He's like, can you sell this one for $200?
而且他爸爸眼光还带着, 哇, 很闪烁的样子,
and then his father looked at him with sparkling eyes.
这一次他没有犹豫,
this time he had no hesitation.
就接过衣服,
he took the clothes.
两个月以后啊,
after 2 months,
哇, 他听到一个消息,
he heard this news.
就当时一个很有名的这个电影, 就那个, 那个, 007, 情报员那个女主角霹雳娇娃那一个骗子。
At that time there was a movie called Charlie's Angel, and there was a lead actress.
叫做法拉佛西,
her name was,
很有名的一个女人,
Farrah Fawcett.
她来纽约做宣传,
who came to New York to promote the movie.
记者会快结束的时候,
but right, before the press conference was over,
因为小小他就钻过那些保镖,
because he was so small, he was trying to get by the, all the
bodyguards,就跑到法拉佛西的面前,
and he came in front of,
举起那个旧衣服, Sarah Fawcett,
and then gave her the clothes and asked,
那个法拉佛西看到这个纯真的小黑小孩啊,
and when Sarah Fawcett saw the kid asking for her signature autograph,
就很痛快, 没有季节就把他签了这个,
she signed on it.
他拿到又就激动地大喊了一声,
and when the kid took this, he was yelling,
高声地说,
he was yelling this,
这个法拉佛西小姐亲笔签的运动衫,
that this the sportswear was autographed by Farrah Fawcett,
200块就好了,
I'm selling only for $200.
结果现场的人就开始竞价,
so the people around were bidding for this.
结果一个商人买了他1200块一件衣服,
and one businessman spent $1,200 to buy this.
当他拿回家以后,
and when he took the money,
全家人欢呼啊,
the whole family were cheering for him.
他爸爸感动了流泪啊,
his father with tears in his eyes.
哇,说没想到孩子你做到了,
he said that, I can't believe that kid, you did it.
孩子你真棒啊,
you did it, you're great.
那个晚上啊, 他就和爸爸相拥而睡,
and that night he slept in his father's arms.
他父亲就跟孩子说啊,
and the father said to him,
孩子,
son,
你从卖这三件衣服, 你学到什么?
What did you learn from selling these three clothing?
他说, 只要肯动脑筋, 就有办法。
He said that if you use your mind, you will find a way.
这个父亲点点头,
and the father said, nodded his head,
但是又摇摇头,
but also shook his head.
他说你说得不错,
he said, you are right,
但这不是我的初衷, 我的目的,
that wasn't my intention.
我是想告诉你,
I was trying to tell you,
孩子,
son,
一件只值1美金的旧衣服, 它有办法高贵起来,
a shirt that's a dollar can raise its value.
何况你是活生生的人,
and that includes you who are a living person.
你只不过是一个黑一点穷一点的孩子,
you're just a person who, with a darker skin and with a poorer background.
但这有什么关系呢?
But so what?
刹那之间啊,
all of a sudden,
这个小孩子啊,
this boy,
心里面, 生出了一个太阳,
a son rose in his heart.
从此以后,
and after that,
他就努力学习,
he studied hard,
殷勤刻苦锻炼自己,
and he trained himself very hard.
20年之后,
and 20 years later,
他的名字传遍全世界,
his name was well known around the world,
每一个角落,
every corner of this world.
他的名字叫做 Michael Jordan,
his name was Michael Jordan.
篮球明星,
it was the NBA star Michael Jordan.
兄弟妹们,
brothers and sisters,
一个高贵的生命,
a valuable life,
就是能够用感恩的心, 用感恩的眼光来看周遭的世界,
it's a life who can look at the world around him with a thankful heart.
就像诗篇136篇,
just like in Psalm 95,
这张经文它总共有26节,
There's 26 verses in this song.
那我弄第一节给各位看。
Let me just tell you the first verse.
他说你们要称谢耶和华。
He says, give thanks to the Lord.
因他本为善。
For he is good.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
His love endures forever.
英文一样 ,for he is good. His love endures
forever.
如果用一个简易的圣经讲 ,for he is good all the time.
他是本为善。
他永远
本为善。
你知道吗？你如果有时间回去看136篇圣经翻起来看。
If you go to Psalm 136, will you go back? There's 26 verses.
讲了26次。
26 times.
因他本为善，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
This was repeated. For he is good, his love endures forever.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
诗人啊，写了这一篇圣经。
The author wrote this.
提醒我们。
Reminding us.
不要怀疑自己。
Don't doubt yourself.
因为你的上帝 is good.
Because your God is good.
而且是 always is good.
他是永远是善的。
弟兄姐妹们。
Brother and sister.
我们不只是一年一次感恩。
We don't just give thanks to God once a year.
每一件事我们都可以感恩。
In everything you do, you can thank God.
因为我们有一位神。
Because we know we have a God.
是什么样的神？
And how is he?
这位神是 good, 而且 always the time.
他是善的，也慈爱永远长存。
求神给我们有这样子的心。
May the Lord give us.
基督徒就是一个感恩的人。
Christians are people who know how to give thanks.
告诉隔壁，基督徒就是凡事感恩的人。
Can you tell the person sitting next to you that a Christian is a person who knows how to give thanks?
告诉他，我不是阿 Q。
Tell him or her that I'm not IQ.
因为神掌权。
Because God is in control.
所以我感恩。
So I give thanks.
好事。
Whether it's good.
坏事。
Or whether we're going through bad times.
我都能感恩。
I can give thanks.
这是信心的话语。
This is a word of faith.
神因此要将一切的福继续祝福我们。
And God will promise to give us blessings、
Amen.
continuously. Amen.
我讲太长。
Oh.好长，
因为后面有很精彩的节目。好，我们将时间交给我们的同工，我们赶快来进行下面的时间。